AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, 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 and happy Wednesday. Here we are, 4 o'clock. Are you stuck in drive time traffic? Just, you know, sitting there hoping to hear something good? Because we've got a great show. You're listening to, again, Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. But as I've been saying for the past 2 weeks, we are going ahead and flying, preparing to get ready for the Salute to Veterans, November 7th. November 7th, it's a Saturday. It is our Salute to Veterans. And we have got so many activities planned, and we have an incredible committee that has been working tirelessly. Not only a committee, but a staff, and just each year this event has grown bigger and bigger and bigger. And why? Because it's important. It's important to thank our veterans. It's important to make sure that we put forth resources. And I've got a great show today because I am so excited to have my friend, and he's one of the heads of the executive committee, and he keeps everything in order. And I've always said that the reason he's a general is because he keeps everything in order, and the reason I'm an artist is because I kind of push things out of order. But I've got my great friend, Lieutenant General Reginald, or I call him Reggie, Centracchio, who is here with me today, and we're going to be talking all about some of the planning that we're doing for torchbearers and everything that's been going in to getting ready for this Salute to Veterans. Again, we're in our third year of inception, and, you know, our first year, I'm not sure that we knew what we were doing necessarily. Year number two, General Centracchio came on and was like, all right, let's help put some things into order here, because let's face it, he's really, really, really good at that. General Centracchio, without further ado, hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Yeah, this is exciting. You know, there are many things that go on in the state for our veterans, but I have to tell you, not because you're here, but this is an opportune time to say it. Waterfire Salute to Veterans is the standard that we should all look to try to epitomize what we do for all of our veterans, ranging from just the environment, the kind of effort that goes into it, the heartfelt, true dedication that you can feel. And our veterans understand that, and they see it. So thank you.
Well, you know, and this year we're doing something really special. We're going to be shining a spotlight on our Vietnam veterans, because I know coming out of Washington, D.C., there's an anniversary of the conflict. And I noticed this the first year, and I remember you walking with a torch that first year, General. And I remember everybody coming down into the basin area, and our Vietnam veterans especially, who weren't necessarily welcomed home in the same way that other groups have been. And in the past, there was just this feeling of joy and pride, and gave me goosebumps. I mean, most Waterfires start, sir, with, and you know this because you've been to Waterfire, I'm sure, outside of the Salute to Veterans, but they're rather solemn in the beginning. But there's nothing solemn about this one. It is just one big celebration with the Navy Band, the Northeast Navy Band coming, right?
Yeah, and the 88th Army Band.
Both of them playing on the basin stage, yeah, and welcoming over 300 torchbearers down into the basin. Now, I know you've been working very hard on getting together torchbearers and letting people know what it is that we're doing and getting people involved. How have you found that process to be?
Well, there are several areas that we've gotten into. First and foremost is we try to have everyone go to the website for Waterfire, and there's a link where you can actually register to become a torchbearer. And the process is, it's not lengthy, but it's absolutely essential that once you say you would like to carry a torch or be a torchbearer for stationary, you have to register, and you go through a safety briefing with a PK, mm-hmm, from Waterfire, and that's essential to make sure that happens, that we don't have any accidents.
Well, because there's fire, General.
There's fire all over the place. Yeah. fact, I was really glad the last year that I carried one. It was kind of cold, and that was a good place to be. It was a torchbearer.
You were kept warm by your torch.
Everyone was gathering around me. I thought it was for me, but it wasn't. It was for the fire.
I have a feeling we're going to get a lot more torchbearers signing up just after you said that. They're going to be like, okay, warmth.
So the rest of the story is we have also been reaching out to many of our military associations, ranging from the VFW, AMBETS, American Legion, the National Guard Association, all the associations that represent our military, either in the Congress or the state legislature. So they have, in fact, been very participative on carrying the torch as well as being stationary torchbearers. And so we have two processes. One is to have them go to the web and go to the link, and they do it that way. Oh, we get a hard copy with someone that just signs a paper, say, I'd like to be a torchbearer. Then we take that and bring it into WaterFire, and they convert it into, a statistic that this individual wants to be a torchbearer. We go through a process, and the night of the or the afternoon of the WaterFire, they come to the State House, and there's a station there where they register.
Yeah.
And from that registration, they go to a safety briefing, and then they start to get together to have the procession, which is absolutely wonderful, from the State House all the way down to the basin.
Yeah, and I know in the State House, you know, we've built that up over that celebration that happens there over the last 2 years. The first year, it was more of just a gathering place for all of our torchbearers and their significant others. It has become a place where, thank you to ESGR, which is the Employment Service Guard Rhode Island, right?
Employees support the Guard and Reserve.
There you go. See, this is why I have a general here, because he can actually put out the right words. But they're going to be there. I know CVS they're hiring a lot of veterans these days, so they're going to be receiving an award. But we're also going to be doing some other things, and I believe we're inducting.
We have an induction ceremony where they take the oath of enlistment, both for officers and as well as enlisted individuals. But this year we have a special Gary Fortunato, Master Sergeant Gary Fortunato with PC, announced yesterday that for the first time, we have two individuals that will be receiving a full scholarship. So that's really significant under a new program that was just announced. And that'll be announced that evening, too, and they'll be there to take that oath of enlistment to receive that 4-year scholarship. So
that's going to be quite an honor.
Heavy.
Well, I mean, I was looking at your bio. And when did you enlist,
General? 1957, and that was a long time ago.
May I ask, was it just one of those things that you always knew you wanted to...
No, in fact, I'm glad you asked that, because I'm not sure if my wife is listening or my former girlfriend back in high school, but in 1957, yeah, I was dating this girl, and she's still a good friend. She suggested I should go into the military to mature a little. So when I did,
were you a rogue, Reggie?
A little bit. But I actually, when I 48 years later, after I retired, mm-hmm. I actually called her and said, "Phyllis, do you think I could get out now?" She said, "Yeah." So I get out. But that was the reason that wasn't the main reason. It was certainly to serve the country, but that was one of those side stories that fits from time to time.
Well, because you stayed there for a long time, and underneath your command, I do know that the National Guard really changed from... I heard you once say that they used to be called weekend warriors.
Yes, and I don't like that.
I know you don't. And you changed that.
Well, not so much me personally, but I think the entire environment of the Guard and the Reserve changed drastically over my tenure. You know, in 57, it was looked upon as an occasional time where you might be called up for a snowstorm. But I can actually remember training assemblies being canceled because it snowed out. And then you get to the other extreme where...
Not anymore.
So the Guard became what was referred to as a reserve component, to a strategic reserve component, meaning that it had to be part of the Army and the Air Force to an operational force, which we see today. So, in essence, the Guard is an operational force, and many times you have the active Army and active services underneath the command of the Guard, as is the case down in Guantanamo Bay from time to time. So it's changed drastically, where the Guard at one time was just a weekend training assembly and a possibility of being called up. And, you know, you talked about earlier about Vietnam. And that was a bad time in this country. And there were two units that were activated from Rhode Island that went to Vietnam. And I can remember very vividly, you know, I was only a captain at the time. I can remember them coming home, and it wasn't too pleasant as to how they were received. And I just hope that things like Salute to Veterans, Water Fire, will just let them know that they're well thought of today and thank them so much. And I think this goes an awful long way to try to remedy some of those things that took place back in the 70s.
And I agree. And I think that that's why also even... because my dad's a Vietnam veteran, and so is my husband, believe it or not. It's an aging population, and there's a lot of services available to these guys that they're not even aware of. And I think a lot of just military men and women are not aware. So that's why I've been working on this resource fair so much and trying to put together, men and women like you have gone. You've fought for our country. There needs to be some sort of celebration. Is to me the key, the big thank you, because you can't say thank you enough. But the number two is bringing everybody together in one area, in a communitas, and providing resources and providing places of reverence and things that we do. General, if there was something that you could see come out of this fire, because you've been working on it now for a couple of years, that you believe would be so beneficial to veterans, what would that be?
I would think it'd be to articulate more than we do, not Water Fire, but Water Fire gives us the opportunity to do that, and that's to identify the purpose of the many associations we have across the state, and in fact to make sure that those benefits that are in place by the Congress are not diluted over the next several generations. And they need to understand that membership in these associations, ranging from the National Guard Association, Veterans of Foreign Wars, Reserve Officers Association, American Legion, all those organizations are being to some extent challenged to try to get membership. But that's our voice in the Congress, and that's our voice in the General Assembly. So if we could do anything, it would be to educate these kids coming off active duty. It's absolutely imperative that they at least consider being members of these associations.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I had Heather Oberg from the VA on, and one of the things that we were talking about when she was on the show was that a lot of people don't take advantage of VA benefits.
Absolutely.
Because they feel like they're taking away from something, not realizing that it's actually the exact opposite, that by being part of the VA and by taking advantage of these benefits, they're actually increasing the coffers and the monies that are sent and to
Absolutely.
Sustain. And
yep.
So it sounds like it's the same thing when you talk about the VFWs and those different posts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how do we engage people?
It's just a constant effort, like Water Fire does, is taking an opportunity to salute the veterans and then make available those resources that we see all over the footprint of Water Fire. And it's to tell them these are benefits, and you really need to take advantage of them, or you'll lose them. And you need to educate them as to, when you're in uniform, you really can't go to the Congress or to the General Assembly and look for benefits. That would seemingly be self-serving. But when you're a part of an association, they are considered to be a legal lobby, and that's the importance of making sure that what you're doing is understood properly.
So we need to make sure that we don't get laryngitis in the troops. And, we keep our voice going on,
you
right?
You got it.
Well, we're talking to Lieutenant General Reggie Centracchio. He is part of our executive committee for the Salute to Veterans, happening on November 7th. When we come back, I want to talk about the Salute to Veterans again. But you are a true Renaissance man, Reggie. And sorry, I can call you Reggie, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
As long as you're staying here.
I want us to come back, talk to Reggie a little bit more about what we can see on November 7th. And more about this Renaissance man. He's a musician. Did you know that? We'll be right back. You're listening to AM 790, your station for talking business.
Want to be involved in Rhode Island's largest volunteer-supported arts organization? Water Fire Providence has rewarding volunteer opportunities at every Water Fire lighting and throughout the week, every week. Our incredible volunteers make it all happen in a variety of ways, from being on the river to greeting guests and everything in between. There's truly something for everyone. Individuals and groups can get involved today. Email us at volunteer@waterfire.org or call 401-273-9727.
God, I wish I could sing. But you know what? I'm from Rhode Island, and this song, I know that Buddy Cianci plays this song all the time. And Reggie, you've got a connection to this song, which I remember was first done by Blossom Dairy, if I remember correctly. But
probably.
Yeah, but what's your connection to this song?
Well, I used to play with the band. I still do on occasion. But several years ago, Buddy wanted a special song for Rhode Island, and it was unique and wanted the big band sound. So we have this kid from Argentina who went to Berkeley, and we decided to engage him to have a special arrangement for big band for Rhode Island is Famous for You. And it went over like wildfire, and it's still going over. And this is the only...
Like wildfire or water fire?
Water fire, too. I like that. That's good. But, you know, this is his theme song, and it's really really indicative of the kind of spirit that's in Rhode Island. Mark Bedrosian is the owner and leader of the band, and my purpose is to play with him on occasion and to book him and to manage him from time to time.
So wait, what do you play?
I play trumpet.
Okay.
And after a couple of heavy drinks, they sound pretty good.
To you or to everybody
else? The listeners.
All right. I just have a picture of Reggie sitting there with a martini and then blowing into a trumpet going, God, this sounds great.
It would be bad except for the olives. They get caught in the valve.
Well, that's what I was saying. You know, before we left for the break, we were talking about you truly are, in my mind, to me, a Renaissance man. Just, I have so much respect for everything that you've done in your career when it comes to the National Guard. And you just, you're a general. I am not.
Wow.
But you are also an artist, which, you know, which to me is so much fun and interesting because last year I remember you brought together the bands that were playing on a stage. Now, we figured out this year maybe we're going to do things a little bit differently because it gets cold at Waterfire.
It does,
and
yeah.
As a trumpet player, it must get really hard to play a trumpet out in the cold.
In fact, yeah, I can remember during one of the inaugurations that I forgot whose inauguration it was, but we had the Army Band outside. It was really cold.
It was this last one, Gina Raimondo, because I was there and I was snow laden.
Yeah, but this was really, it was cold in addition to snow. And one of the trumpet players didn't take the procedure, you take your mouthpiece off and put it in your pocket until you get ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
Or you left it on the horn. When you put your lip up to the horn, it sticks to it.
Oh, no.
You know, like you do on a flagpole with your tongue.
What's that movie? What is that, Chris? A Christmas Story, right?
Yeah,
you know? He takes his tongue, sticks it on the flagpole.
That actually happens. So I can remember. So that trumpet player didn't play for a few weeks.
Oh, no. Yeah. Poor guy.
But the band that you just talked about, we had at Waterfire last year, which is the Nightlife Orchestra, which is Mark Bedrosian's band, and they played this song, too. So therein lies the genesis of my involvement with that particular band, and I've been playing with bands since high school, actually.
Well, but I was doing a little bit of research on you today, Reggie. And
you were.
I was. And I looked on YouTube, and, you know, there's... You bring up your name plus music, and there's the Reggie Cintracchio Quintet that plays in the quartet. Where are you playing, and how often are you playing?
Well, actually, we play no steady. We were up at the Villa in West Warwick for a little over a year, and then we were at Milanzi's before that. And most of our jobs are private events, and so we don't have a steady place. And we're not in the business to make any money with it. We're in the business because we enjoy it. So what becomes available, we take from time to time. We're doing one for Kent County Hospital on the 10th of November that we'll be doing. And we have different things that we're doing, the Mother of Hope at West Valley Inn. We're doing the several other things for several churches that we got involved in for the last several years. So it's a sporadic approach to enjoying music. So we're not there for monetary reasons. We just do it because
I know at least even the Nightlife Orchestra and the groups that you've worked with were kind enough last year to come to Waterfire for what I would call a pittance. And essentially, you know, they didn't ask for any money. They just wanted to do it for veterans.
Yep.
And before we even came on air earlier, you were talking about all of these different things that have, you know, we've got the Salute to Veterans and we want everyone to come down there. Again, we want everybody to get involved. Sponsor a brazier in somebody's name. I know this sounds funny, but we do need people's support in order to keep Waterfire moving ahead. And there's so many things that we want to do. I mean, Reggie, you've met Barnaby Evans, my boss.
Tremendous guy.
Unbelievable. Yeah, yeah. So the ideas coming out of that man's head.
You can see them.
Can you imagine trying to fund them?
You know that little light bulb?
Yeah.
It's true in his case. It's
all like,
over the
bing!
Place.
So we're trying to get people, again, to be involved and to sponsor a brazier, which someone can do for $250 and come down and see us that way, or be part of the torch procession and really take place in the resource fair and the resource center. And a little bit later on in the show, we're going to be talking to Lynn St. Germain, an amazing, amazing woman that does a lot of work. One, she's a Gold Star mom, and we'll talk about that. But she'll be part of the resource center, too, because she does something with the National Guard and the Family Readiness Center, which I even need to be explained to me a little bit more of everything that they do, because I think that there's so much work that's being done for veterans. But Reggie, to get back to where I was starting from before we came on air, you were saying there's so many different events that are happening around Rhode Island to help veterans. I don't know that everyone knows what they are and when they're happening and how they're happening. So how is it that we're getting the word out about those?
Yeah, you know, we depend on the media. We depend on mailing lists that go out from the different organizations. But there are several that take place on that particular Veterans Day. It's been going on since World War One. Right after World War One was it's called the Infantry Lodge Associates, which takes place at the Squantum Club. And what they do is they gather several hundred people to go to this luncheon. And it starts with either a martini or a Manhattan. And then we have our annual dinner, which is basically one hot dog and a cup of chowder.
One hot dog and a cup of chowder.
Yeah,
I like it.
And the reason for that is when the kids came home from World War One, mm-hmm. and these kids, unfortunately, we don't have any left, but they were kids at the time. And they said, "What did you miss most about Rhode Island?" And they said, "Hot dogs and chowder." And so that's the meal that's been served since, you know, right after World War One, and so we still do that.
Well, I like myself a good hot dog. Do you? I mean, I love a good hot dog.
Good.
Yeah.
And it's a good time. So that's one of the activities. But they're all over the state, as you know. But this one, as I talked earlier, Water Fire Salute the Veterans is becoming the standard A for others to emulate, because it touches everybody. It goes all the way back to as long as we have veterans on the face of the earth, I'm sure that Waterfire will be there to salute them, and that means an awful lot.
You know, well, and I want to thank you so much for all the hard work that you have put into helping us kind of keep things on track with the executive committee and just being our boots on the ground for me. You know, you're like, give me the information, Bronwyn. I'm out there and I'm talking about it. And I am so appreciative. All of Waterfire is appreciative. And thank you just so much for being such a great guy. And
can I get just a quick one in?
Yeah.
Boots on the ground, that brings something up for Operation Stand Down. Huge. Next year, Memorial Day, they're going to have a pair of boots for every single soldier and military individual who was killed since since 9/11.
Wow.
And they'll be at the Temple of Music, and you'll start to see a lot about that. So Operation Stand Down is really a tremendous organization, so I want you to come to that, too.
I want to come to that, and then I also want to come hear you sing. So if I
want
to
sing, you want to hear me sing?
Well, you sing while you play the trumpet. Somebody's going to be singing with you, I'd imagine. But all right, so if I want to go find out what your schedule is, do you have a Facebook page?
No, I know, but if you want to hear the band, we'll be at Cavalcade of Bands next Tuesday night at Rosanna Patuxent. It starts at 5:30, so come on down.
Awesome. Thank you, Reggie.
You're welcome. Good to see you.